Audio Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 2006. This is issue number 254, and I'm Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. My address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you live in the United States of America or Canada would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to edxn.com and get your DX audio service for your computer or for your iPod player. A subscription to edxn is only $15, and you have access not only to the interactive forums and groups, but also an MP3 download of the DX News magazine and a PDF download of DX News magazine for just over half price of one publication alone. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with the PayPal credit card system, or you can contact Ken Chatterton at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York 13661 if you want to pay by check. By the way, you must have the ability to download a large MP3 file to enjoy the DX Audio Service in this fashion. Well, you know, there's something else I always enjoy, and that's listening to Bill Hale, who's back amongst the living, and he's got to look at the AM switch for us. Bill?
Thanks, Fred, and welcome to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for May 2006. First off, I want to extend my thanks to Fred and Mark for filling in for me for the past 2 months as I was experiencing computer problems followed up by a bad case of the flu. So that said, let's get on with all the new stuff for May. Call letter changes on 740, a new station in Fargo, North Dakota, takes the calls of KKAG. On 900, WNSH in Nashua, New Hampshire, has changed to WGAM. On 910, WNDC, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has taken the new call of WUBR. A new station in Dilworth, Minnesota, on 1100, they've chosen WZFN for their new call. 1250, WQXA in York, Pennsylvania, changes to WYYC. 1410, WSRC, Durham, North Carolina, has changed to WRJD. 1420 KBTN in Neosho, Missouri, has changed calls to KQYS. 1440 WMKM Inkster, Michigan, has changed to WDRJ. On 1490 WRTM in Vicksburg, Mississippi, has changed their call sign to WVBG. 1580 WCNB Connersville, Indiana, they've chosen WIFE as their new call. You remember some years ago, that was a big call in Indianapolis. 1620 in South Bend, WHLY has taken the new call, WWLV. And on 1670, WMWR Dry Branch, Georgia, their new call is WVVM. Construction permits on the air during the past month. 730 WDOS in Oneonta, New York. The license to cover has been issued for 1,000 watts during the day, 8 watts at night, non-directional, adding those nighttime watts. 740 WMIN in Hudson, Wisconsin. Program test authority has been granted for 2,500 watts during the day, directional, increasing their power, and there's a slight change to their antenna pattern. 790 WRMS Beardstown, Illinois, construction permit for U4, 500 watts daytime, 55 nighttime watts is now on the air. The CP also covered the slight shortening of the towers by removing the top loading, and that avoids the painting requirement, and they decrease the power, night power by 4 watts. 900 WLSI, Pikeville, Kentucky, a construction permit has been granted to decrease day and night power levels and relocate their transmitter site to a new 480-foot tower. WLKI is now 3,500 watts during the day, 125 watts at night, non-directional. 900 WKDA, Lebanon, Tennessee, and CP for 5,000 watts during the day, 100 watts at night. Non-directional is on, decreasing their nighttime power. 960 WPBI, North Palm Beach, Florida, program test authority has been granted for this new station for 1,200 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, directional during daytime hours only, and they have two transmitter sites using two towers during the day and one at night. 1110 WTBQ in Warwick, New York, CP for 500 watts daytime only, non-directional is on the air. 1190 WIXE in Monroe, North Carolina, license to cover has been issued for 5,000 watts during the day, 70 watts at night, and 5,000 watts during critical hours, all non-directional. That added nighttime service and increased their critical hours power. 1270 WMKT Charlevoix, Michigan, license to cover has been accepted for filing for their upgrade in day power to become U4, 27,000 watts during the day, and 5,000 at night. 1290 WTMI West Hartford, Connecticut, license to cover has been accepted for their construction permit adding night service as 490 watts during the day and 11 watts at night, non-directional. 1330 WPJS Conway, South Carolina, construction permit for U1, 3200 daytime watts and 23 watts at night, is on the air. 1330 WRAA Luray, Virginia, CP for U1, 1100 watts daytime, 26 watts at night is on the air, decreasing their nighttime power. 1340 KSAM Whitefish, Montana, license to cover has been issued for this new station, 400 watts day and night, non-directional. 1410 KRIL Odessa, Texas, CP to decrease the day and night power levels from a new single tower is on the air. They're now 900 watts during the day, 235 watts at night, changing from U2, a kilowatt day and night. 1420 KIGO St. Anthony, Idaho, CP has been granted for U1, 32,000 daytime watts, 12 watts during the night, and it's reported as being heard with regular programming. They've moved from 1400. Also on 1420, KUJ Walla Walla, Washington, license to cover has been granted for U1, 5,000 watts during the day, 900 at night. KUJ still has a CP for 5,000 watts during the day, 930 at night, and a pending application for 10,000 watts during the day, 790 at night, non-directional, with a change in city of license to Findlay, Washington. 1470 KNFL, Tremonton, Utah, license to cover has been issued for U2, 1,000 watts during the day, 880 watts at night, from a two-tower site. 1570 WECU Winterville, North Carolina, license to cover has been issued for 3,800 watts during the day, 200 watts at night, non-directional. And finally, 1590 WIXK New Richmond, Wisconsin, a CP to add night operation as U1, 5,000 watts during the day and 95 watts at night, is now on the air. Well, grants for new stations, a new station in Newport, Maine on 1230, they will have 1,000 watts during the day, 690 watts at night, non-directional. Also, up in Maine, in Ellsworth, 1240, a CP has been granted for 1,000 watts during the day, 650 watts at night, non-directional. 1450, a new station in Montreal, they've been granted 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. 1490 in Ironwood, Michigan, a CP has been granted for U1, 250 watts during the day and 250 watts at night. 1520, a new station has been granted in Howard, Wisconsin. They've been granted U4, 250 watts during the day, 3,000 watts at night, from a two-tower site for days and a separate four-tower site for night operation. 1650 in Montreal, CP has been granted for U1, 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. And 1690 in Toronto, a CP has been granted for 1,000 watts day and night. The station will offer programming for Greek, Armenian, Romanian, Serbian, and Bulgarian audiences. Well, grants to existing facilities, 630 CFCY in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, a CP has been granted to move to FM, 95.1 megahertz with 73.3 kilowatts. 720 CHTN, also in Charlottetown. A CP has been granted to move to FM with one on 100.3 MHz with 33 kilowatts. Better log Prince Edward Island soon, if you have not done so already, as the only hope left would be the two 20-watt TIS stations in Prince Edward Island National Park, being on 1490 and 1280. When CFCY and CHTN go silent, the number of AM stations in Prince Edward Island will be zero. On 740 WNYH, Huntington, New York, a CP has been granted to decrease their daytime power and increase the nighttime power to become U4, 20,000 daytime watts and 50 watts at night, while making a slight change to the daytime pattern. On 910 WNDC, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the CP has been granted for U4, 1,200 watts during the day, 51 watts at night from a new two-tower site. They had lost their former site and are currently silent. WPEN 950 in Philadelphia, a CP has been granted to upgrade their day signal to become U4, 25,000 daytime watts, 21,000 watts at night. The day facility will use its three original towers, while the night signal will continue to emanate from the four WWDB860 towers. Both patterns, though shaped differently, are directed southeast across New Jersey. On 960 WZRH in Dallas, North Carolina, a CP has been granted for U4, 10,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night, constructing two new towers at the current site for use during those daytime hours. 970 KNUU Paradise, Nevada, CP has been granted to use a fifth currently unused tower to their nighttime array, making a slight change to the pattern. KNUU remains U4, 5,000 watts during the day and 500 watts at night. 980 WPGA Perry, Georgia, they've been granted a CP for U1, 2,600 watts during the day and 80 watts at night while relocating to a new tower. 990 KATD Pittsburgh, California, a CP has been granted to relocate to a new transmitter site while increasing their daytime power to become U4, 10,000 watts during the day and 5,000 watts at night. 1010 KIQI San Francisco, California, CP has been granted for an increase in daytime power to become U4, 35,000 watts during the day and 500 watts at night. They still have a pending application for U4, 35,000 daytime watts and 15,000 watts at night. 1130 WRKY Murray, Kentucky, a CP has been granted to delete their nighttime and CH operation. They had been U8, 2,500 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, and 1,500 watts during critical hours. One of their two towers became unstable and was torn down. The station has been operating with a special temporary authorization as D1, 1,500 watts during the daytime hours, anticipating the second tower to be repaired, but they have now decided to proceed as D1, 1,500 watts during the daytime only. 1190 WNWC in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, CP has been granted to increase their power and adjust the pattern by eliminating one of the three towers. When built, WNWC will become D3, 4,800 watts daytime only. 1300 WKCY Harrisonburg, Virginia, a CP has been granted to increase day power while decreasing night power from a new shorter tower that will replace the old one, which has become structurally unsound. When operational, WKCY will become U1, 5,700 watts during the day and 22 watts at night. 1320 CKEC New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, an FM station on 94.1 MHz has been approved to replace CKEC. 1340 CKDR5 in Red Lake, Ontario, an FM station has been granted to replace this station. The new station will be on 97.1 MHz with 420 watts. A repeater, CKDR4 in Ear Falls, Ontario, will remain on the air as part of the new FM license. And 1400 CKDR2 in Sioux Lookout, Ontario, an FM station has been granted to replace CKDR2. They'll be on 97.1 MHz with 560 watts, repeater station CKDR Ignis, CKDR3 in Hudson, and CKDR6 in Anticoken will remain on the air as part of the new license. 1420 WKCW, Warrenton, Virginia. CP has been granted for U4, 22,000 watts during the day and 60 watts at night from a new two-tower site. The new day pattern shoots most of the signal to the northeast, while the night pattern consists of two almost identical lobes, one to the northeast, the other to the southwest. 1430 WDJS, Mount Olive, North Carolina. The CP has been granted to increase their day and night power levels to become U4, 10,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night from a new five-tower site using five towers during the day, four at night. 1460 WHIC, Rochester, New York. A CP has been granted to reduce day and night power levels to become U2, 4,500 watts during the day, 3,000 watts at night, from the three-tower site of WROC 950. 1540 KMPC Los Angeles, a CP has been granted for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 37,000 watts at night, supplanting a previous CP for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 2,900 watts at night. The CP adds three towers parallel to their standing three, affecting both day and night patterns. 1580 KHGG Van Buren, Arkansas. A CP has been granted for U1, 1,000 watts during the day, 49 watts at night, slightly increasing their nighttime power along with a move to a new transmitter site. 1580 KTGR Columbia, Missouri. A CP has been granted to decrease day and night power levels to become U1, 214 watts during the day, 8 watts at night, from a new 164-foot tower. 1600 WOKB Winter Haven, Florida. A license to cover has been issued for U1, 2,200 watts during the day, 35 watts at night, diplexing into the tower of co-owned WLAA 1680. The station still has a pending application to change the city of license to Ocoee, Florida, with D3 4,000 watts daytime only. WOKB is currently operating under a special temporary authority with 2,100 watts during the day, 1,250 watts at night non-directional from the 1680 tower. Grants to pending facilities, 1490 WIRB Level Plains, Alabama. This new station, not yet on the air, had a CP for 430 watts day and night non-directional, but lost their proposed transmitter site due to the effects of Hurricane Katrina. This new CP grants them a kilowatt day and night. License cancellations, along with the call letters being deleted, on 550 KLLV in Breen, Colorado. Off, but right back on again, 1240 WTAX in Springfield, Illinois, was off the air temporarily as a tornado took the tower down, but the station returned a couple of days later on low power using a temporary wire antenna. Some odds and ends. Last August, the CRTC approved the application of Canada's last remaining daytimer, CKOT 1510 Tillinsburg, Ontario, to move to FM. However, the FM frequency they requested was not available, having been assigned to another applicant. CKOT was told to reapply when they could find another frequency and now have filed for 107.3. Now, it would appear they don't feel 107.3 will sufficiently replicate the coverage of AM 1510, as they now propose to leave the AM station on the air, operating during the day on both AM and FM frequencies, and at night only on 107.3. If approved, it would appear Canada still will have one daytime-only AM station for the indefinite future. A couple of fines to report. KWYS 920 West Yellowstone, Montana has been fined $7,000 for willful and repeated violation of the commission's rules by failing to maintain a meaningful managerial staff presence at the KWYS main studio. An FCC inspector from the Seattle office found the main studio locked with no station personnel present. Just a sign referring persons seeking the public file to see a realty agency located across the hall in the building for instructions on how to gain access. A representative from the realty company told the agent that no one associated with the radio station had been present at the studio for at least a few months, and that he had an agreement with the station to let anyone see the public file if requested. The agent contacted the owner's office in Ketchum, Idaho, who told the agent that KWYS was run remotely from Ketchum, and that he or KWYS's contract engineer could arrive at the station in 3 or 4 hours to complete the inspection, but no sooner. Well, that wasn't good enough. Pay up, saith the FCC. That's probably entire year's billing for a station in that market. And WIXC 1270 Cartersville, Georgia has been fined $7,000 for not filing their renewal request in a timely manner and for public file violations. Well, according to an article in Phoenix's Arizona Republic, vandals took a torch and toppled four 197-foot radio towers that are part of a seven-tower cluster in Black Canyon City, authorities said. The damage has been previously estimated at millions of dollars, said Susan Quayle, a spokesman for the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. Knocked off the air was KMIA 710, a Spanish station in Phoenix. It broadcasts ESPN Desportes, a sports talk format that was launched last month. Quayle, the sheriff's spokeswoman, said the vandalism occurred at the Crazy Horse Ranch Polo Club, which is west of Interstate 17, in the community's 30 miles north of Phoenix. Investigators have determined that somebody used a torch to cut the steel support rods to four of the towers, causing them to crash to the ground. Formerly silent stations reported to be back on WNUZ 1230 Talladega, Alabama with Black Gospel, KDJW 1360 Amarillo, Texas with Religion, and WSRF 1580 Fort Lauderdale, Florida with Ethnic Programming. Reported as being silent, WVUV 648 in Leon, American Samoa, KMIA 710 in Black Canyon City, Arizona, as we mentioned in that little note, WIPR 940 San Juan, Puerto Rico, they're awaiting a new transmitter site being built, WJES 1190 in Saluda, South Carolina, KJPR 1330 Shasta Lake, California, WGJK 1360 Rome, Georgia, KIOV 1450 Payette, Idaho, and also off KXLQ 1490 Indianola, Iowa. Well, due to time limitations here, we can't give you all the information included in every printed AM switch column, so I urge you to access the EDX News website and read the entire columns there. Well, I want to thank Sean Axelrod, Bill Dvorak, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Doug Smith, Jerry Starr, Fred Vobey, and Ernie Wesolowski for items used this month. It's now time to head to the Florida Sunshine and check out this month's travelogue with John Boker. We'll see you in 1 month.
Well, thanks very much, Bill Hale. It's great to hear your voice back on the audio service. We missed you last month. But hello, everybody. This is the travelogue, and today, with any luck, we're going to be wrapping up the 950 dial position that we've been covering for most of this year so far, come to think of it. We're going to start in Denver, as I say, KIMN. That was the key station of the Intermountain Network, and that's, of course, where the call letters came from. Now, KIMN came on the air in 1954, right after the new owner had bought the existing 950 station. And he brought in all kinds of talent. Do you remember the stories way back, in the late 50s, about disc jockeys sitting on flagpoles? Well, KIMN won the record by having five of its disc jockeys sit on a flagpole for several days. So this station, crazy as it was, had a terrific news department, but it also was a middle-of-the-road music station. Well, that's enough. Let's listen to KIMN in Denver, Colorado, as we begin the May 2006 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Valley Highway at the Boulder Turn. KIMN 27 after 5, rolling home, sweet, sweet Randy Robbins. Ain't never harmed nobody on the radio from Kim in Denver, 95. Here's Cat Stevens.
Yes. You know, that station is important enough. Let's give them one more crack.
Dave Bogart.
This is a Kim Classic Weekend from Denver's original hit radio station, AM 95, KIMN Denver.
Well, things went along very well for KIMN for a number of years, but then in the middle 1990s, change of management, change of listening style and interests, they went to all country music with all new call letters. And I should add that nowhere else in the Travelogue collection do I have a promo for a station anything remotely like this.
Hello, Denver! AM 950 Country, KYGO! Hello, Boulder. AM 950 Country, KYGO. Hello, Lakewood, KYGO. Hello, Fort Collins, KYGO.
And that, by the way, was recorded on their opening day of broadcasting. And they lasted until toward the end of the 1990s. By 1998, they had changed their formats and call letters once again.
Welcome back to Hughes Stadium. 9:53 to go in the third period. Colorado State 21 and Montana State nothing. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Colorado State Sports Network.
Sports Radio 95, the man, KKFN,
fourth down and five at the Ram 5-yard line. Hopkins comes in motion and Tuss, play fakes, back to pass under some pressure, lost it in the end zone. It is dropped.
Oh, that's kind of sad, isn't it? Well, but on the other hand, that's still the way they sound at 9:50 in Denver to this very day. Well, our travelogue will move next down to the southwest corner of New Mexico, the little town of Bayard, where we used to have a big band station on the air. That was 12 years ago when Linda and I made this recording.
Listening to 950 AM KNFT at Bayard, Denny, Lordsburg, and Silver City. ABC News is next.
ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
I see they've updated their format and they've switched now to sports talk. Well, from that 5,000-watt station, we're going to go up to the north-central part of New Mexico to another, well, 4,200-watt station. The interference in the background here, I believe, is KKFN. Listen.
Gracias, amigos, gracias. Qué bonito cantan. Qué bárbaros.
KDCE, Española, Santa Fe, Taos. The major Spanish voice of northern New Mexico. Check it out.
Well, okay, with our dials glued to 950, let's progress on our travelogue up to the northwest.
Sports and the classic music you grew up with on KOZE Lewiston.
From ABC News, the Senate today passed and sent to the White House for signing the so-called Motor Voter Bill to make it easier than ever to register to vote.
Now, this next station is also in Idaho, but it's strange because it was on the air such a short period of time that many of the published logbooks didn't even catch up to it. But Son John was in Boise, Idaho at a conference in 1993 with his recorder running.
You are in tune to the most popular sound in the Treasure Valley, the Hispanic community, KKIC Radio. Está usted en sintonía al mejor sonido en el Valle del Tesoro en español. Radio WKIC, Boise, Idaho. KKIC Radio, Boise.
Very nice. We move now to the Golden State. Just northeast, about 20 miles or so northeast of Sacramento, the state capital, we find Auburn, California.
Thank you, sir. It's been a very interesting half hour. News is next, and then Swap Shop starting at 2 this afternoon. KAHI in Auburn. It's 1 o'clock.
I'm Dave Adams. In the news this hour, the cost of the...
Well, let's head north at this point into Oregon, maybe about a two-hour drive north of the California border, right along I-5. We come to the city of Roseburg, Oregon.
KTBR Roseburg.
Now, just so we're all on the same page, that recording was made in 1993, and since that time they've switched to an all-news talk format. And as we head further north, we come next to a station that came on the air in 1922 with the call letter 7XC. Now, of course, over the years it's easy to get things confused when you're tracing the history of a given radio station or frequency, but this station, KJR, settled in at 970 on the dial during the 1930s, whereas another station in Seattle, KOMO, had come on the air at 920 on the dial. And then there came a time when the KOMO and KJR management got together and swapped frequencies, so that, when the NARBA agreement was reached in 1941, KOMO was up at 1,000 and KJR was here at 950.
official station for live coverage of the Texaco Cup at Sea Fair. This is 950 KJR Seattle.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Erland in the KJR News Center with this 90-second update. You can expect Lake City Way to be closed from 6 to 8 hours.
As things have developed in Seattle, KJR is now at 50,000 watts at 950 on the dial and has an all-sports format. But of course, there was a time when they were Seattle's AM music station.
Rhythm of the city, KJR Seattle.
And here's another jingle from 1987. The good old days, right? Well, we're going to continue our way north once again, and that may surprise you out of Seattle. But in fact, the thing that surprises me the most is that a station in Seward, Alaska, at 950 on the dial, can only get an authorization for 1,000 watts. Here's what Werner Reutsch picked up for us when he was over here and visited Seward in 1982.
Beautiful extra music in the air everywhere. KRXA, Seward, Alaska. The Bright and Familiar continues now from KRXA in just a moment. From Enchanting Isle 95, you found the kind of music that suits you best. KRXA, Seward.
And then Linda and I visited Seward, Alaska in 1994.
Live programs and broadcasts, news and music. It's all right here. KSWD, 950 AM, Seward.
Well, that wraps up the U.S. stations at 950, but back in 1989, Mark Marino was in Southern California with a recorder running.
XAKMA, Tijuana, Mexico.
Yes, you heard that right. XEGM, 1989. But if you're down that part of the world these days, this is what you hear.
You're listening to financial and consumer information for all of Southern California. News to keep you in the know, no matter where you live, from San Diego to Santa Barbara. You're in tune with AM 950, XEKAM Tijuana.
And how could we end today's travelogue without letting our dial slip just a little bit to the right, up to 954 kilohertz?
952 UE.
I am listening to you.
To you.
Hear every word you say.
Reality.
Send me all of your news.
To
from
you.
The world across the airwaves. When you're talking, I am listening. Love the music you play, yeah. Sydney sounds like to you, me, to me.
To you, me.
Kiss me, touch with reality.
Yes, we had to stretch for that one. That's Sydney, Australia, 954, to UE. Well, we're out of stations, we're out of time. I have no idea where Mark Durenberger is, so we'll just say so long for now, see you next month, and Mark, wherever you are, come on in.
Thank you, John, and congratulations on continuing such a fine and well-received series of Travelogue broadcasts. I wonder if you've ever had a chance to figure out the actual miles that rolled under the wheels of Roo and your other traveling machines as you've crisscrossed this great country in search of radio signals. At any rate, I'm one who says, keep it up. Well, we're doing our own traveling these days, and loyal DXAS listeners will remember that we not only spent a lifetime in Minnesota, but just before leaving for Colorado, we spent several weeks with the Super Loop and a Sony 2010 radio to see what showed up on each of the former 1A and 1B frequencies from our former home just outside the Twin Cities. We had presented these channel by channel in a series of DXAS broadcasts beginning in June 2004, and we got as far as 1170 in our February 2005 broadcast. So, we're here today to begin to finish off that series. Before the station IDs are so dated, we won't recognize them. Let's see, if we got as far as 1170, well, my guess is the next channel would be 1180. A former 1A and populated by several stations across the country, of course, most notably Rochester, New York.
Each year, insurance fraud costs more than the damages from Hurricane Andrew, the California earthquakes, and the World Trade Center bombing combined. Who pays for all this? You do. You and every other honest person with an insurance policy. To learn more about insurance fraud in New York, call 1-888-FRAUD-NY or visit www.preventfraud.org. Fraud, the crime you pay for. Sponsored by the New York Alliance Against Insurance Fraud.
Rochester's most listened to radio station. Period. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Really proud of our organization and my message that ignited people.
George W. Bush is the projected winner of the South Carolina Republican primary.
Ooh, nice hum on Wham. Well, maybe the network satellite receiver. Hard to tell. From Minneapolis, there was no copy from Kalispell. The VOA marathon operation in Florida, of course, is beamed directly away from us. And we were never able to pull up KOIL from Bellevue, Nebraska, and we all know what that sad story's all about. Since these captures were made 6 years ago, 1180 has changed call letters and formats as often as some of us change underwear. And now, sadly, the station may have gone silent, at least it has for a while, unless Bill Hale has reported its resurrection recently. So let's move to 1190. It's another 1B channel shared by Fort Wayne, Portland, Oregon, New York, and a few others. Our favorite, of course, and the subject of a lot of email postings recently, is WoWo.
Log on to MotherNature.com and enjoy special savings on your first purchase. See website for details.
News Talk 1190.
Cloudy skies. It's 29 degrees at Fort Wayne International Airport, 29 downtown. I'm Lee Burdorf. This is the 6 o'clock edition of WoWo News. The city of Fort Wayne added a new official this afternoon. A ceremony was held at the mayor's office, at which time Ted Reinhardt took the oath of office to become the new Director of Public Works and City Utilities. It's a new office created by Mayor Graham Richard, which combines the Public Works and Utilities departments. Reinhardt has been working in California, but he's a native Hoosier who has held similar positions in Bloomington and Indianapolis.
Of course, by its proximity to Fort Wayne, any station in Minnesota probably couldn't operate on 1190 at night. So we dialed up the channel late in the afternoon to hear a daytimer, a poorly powered daytimer, near the Iowa border.
Hello, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is John Michael Montgomery.
Hey, y'all, this is John Barry with more of the country you love and the fun you want.
Country's best music on 1190 KKOJ Jackson, Spirit Lake.
USA Radio Network News, this is Ron Jones. As expected, the Federal Reserve Board has ordered another 0.25% increase in interest rates. Paul Smith, senior business analyst for the Conference Board, says the economy may even begin to feel the effects of those four rate hikes.
Not much there for 5,000 watts, is there? But KKOJ has to push its signal away from Fort Wayne and consequently away from where we were listening. But that's not the end of the story, because with the directivity of the Kiwa Loop and on a terrific night of propagation, we were able to eavesdrop on Beloit, Kansas.
That was Reba McEntire in For My Broken Heart on KVSV AM 1190. Time now is 6:42, and we'll have your weather coming up right after this from KVSB AM 1190.
From 1190, we move our Minneapolis radio ears to 1200, another 1A frequency, of course, dominated in mid-America and most of the West by the flamethrower in San Antone.
That's 302-6820. Getting it fed for San Antonio. We are San Antonio's radio station. News Radio 1200 WOAI.
News Radio 1200 WOAI.
And if you sign up for a national business plan by February 29th, we'll even give you free incoming cellular calls through the end of the year, so you can answer the phone more often. Nextel, how business gets done. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Requires new activation.
The proud 50,000-watt flagship station for clear channel communication. We are 1200 WOAI, San Antonio.
San Antonio's home for Dr. Laura. Mid-mornings, 9 a.m. to 11:45. The News Watch never stops. 1200 WOAI.
1200 WOAI News Time is 7 o'clock. I'm Carrie Lockie, and here's your top national story. A man who police say shot five people near Pittsburgh today reportedly had flown into a rage over a broken door at his apartment.
That, of course, is nighttime copy. During the day, there are stations easy for us to receive much closer to the Twin Cities. For example, Fargo, North Dakota, at the time, 10,000 watts.
Sin is a universal problem, which can only be solved through a personal faith in Jesus Christ the Savior. Loneliness on earth is bad, but loneliness separated from God in heaven is worse. Why don't you cry out to Him and take the first step of confession and repent?
This is 97.9 KFNW FM Fargo and 1200 AM KFNW West Fargo, Ministries of Northwestern Radio.
AV Network News, I'm Jackie Becerra. What caused the deadly crash of Alaska Airlines Flight 261 is still a mystery. But Brian Bland reports the National Transportation Safety Board continues analyzing the information from the cockpit voice and flight data recorder.
And if you're very careful, you get the loop just right, and the religioids in Fargo start to duke it out with the 10-kilowatt SS in Chicago. This was taken late afternoon, so WOAI also would have a say in the matter. Here's the mix on 1200 as heard in Minneapolis. On 1210, Huron, South Dakota, just a couple of hundred miles away, has a flip-flop pattern pointed toward us daytime, away from us, and of course away from Philadelphia, at night. Here's the night copy, made possible by careful adjustment of the Kiowa Loop.
Start keeping a gun like you are in many areas. Let's pause. They will identify themselves right here on the soon-to-be meeting Timberwolves Radio Network.
You are listening to Timberwolves basketball here on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK in Huron. Currently in Huron, our temperature is at 47 degrees.
Joe Smith down. Foul on Joe was his fourth. KG back on the floor.
And on a night with superb conditions, and we had several during these scans, Philadelphia really is booming in here, and trust me, this is a rarity for Minneapolis reception.
For information, call 1-800-257-1212. Rush, Laura, Imus, Giordano, Smirconish, a big talker. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, Philadelphia.
CBS News.
I'm Jim Shenevy. A scare for passengers aboard an Alaska Airlines flight Monday night, which originated in Puerto Vallarta and had made a stop in San Francisco. The jet was back in the air, headed for Seattle, and the pilot spotted sparks coming from the engine.
And finally on 1210, another reason why this hobby is so much fun. We had the loop looking toward Oklahoma just after Huron, South Dakota, had gone to night pattern and before Guymon, Oklahoma, had to switch away from Philadelphia.
Sports voice for the High Plains, KGYN, Guymon, Goodwill.
Here's the latest from ABC News.
Well, that puts the cap on this report, and we've got one more to go to wrap up our Minneapolis show. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We'll see you next month to complete our Minneapolis band scan. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Fort Wayne's Light Guys, WLYB, Million Dollar Weekend.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.
She gets